Gentlemen, the students will be coming in. Maybe you'd like to give them a nice round of applause as they enter. On your right-hand side. From the Faculty of Science, Department of Chemistry, the closest building to the Faculty of Music on the campus. That's our claim to music excellence. We'll have a nice program for you this morning. There appear to be, by my count or our count, 96 graduates. They'll be walking the stage. What I would ask the graduates to do right now, please don't delay, take your card, rip it in half, down the perforation, please. Hold it between your fingers and don't let go, because it's not easy to go backwards to get a card that's fallen or left under your seat. So please do this carefully right now. What will happen is that you will be called to the stage about 30 or so minutes from now to receive your degree. You will give one half of your lineup card to a marshal who will be standing right next to the reader. The reader, that marshal will then give your card right side up for sure, at least we hope so, to the reader, and your name will be announced, and you walk across, and the second card will be given down here to receive your degree. If for some reason you get a bachelor's degree instead of a PhD, we will sort it out, unless you it goes the other way around and you'd like the look of that PhD degree. You'll have to change your name and everything will it'll be kind of complicated overall. We've had a great week. We started out on the Mac campus, and just a few minutes before the start of the ceremony, there was a lawn mowing going on because it was in a tent, much like the smaller version of the tent that we did not use this year. And then we had four sessions of two each day, three the first day and two each of the next 3 days. And on the last, and of course, this is in center ice, basically, of the Bell Center. And so fortunately, at the last venue yesterday, Arts B, our excellent troupe of musicians over here on your left-hand side, invented a Hockey Night in Canada routine to signify the unusualness of where we were, namely in the Bell Center, right at center ice, basically. So that was a good operation. They enjoyed it and everybody else. You can tune this in, by the way. All of these proceedings are being cast around the world. My daughter was watching the online version of all of this morning out in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and she was in her car and managed to get the signal and was able to send a picture back of our principal and one of myself, so that was actually kind of fun to see. So you can retrieve this by going to the McGill website, and then after McGill.ca, you /convocations, and then you can navigate your way to archived Be Cool TV is what it's called, and you can find the under the C, Convocations 2012. I'd ask you, as usual in a music situation, to please quench your cell phones, lest it be embarrassing for one and all as something is being announced up here in the front. There will be the platform party coming in just a very few minutes outside in the usual format, and they will take the stage, and the Winston Purdy of the department, or of the music faculty, will be singing the alma mater to start with, and he will finish the program with the national anthem at the very, very end. There will be one honorary degree, there will be a teaching award, and then, of course, all of the mentions of the various honors that the graduates have obtained over their time here. That's most of what I have to offer you. I don't think there's a whole lot more other than that I think we're going to have a very nice afternoon. It won't take very long. In other words, for 96 to pass the stage compared to 540 yesterday, which took about an hour and 20 minutes, this should be done in maybe 20 minutes plus the speeches, so maybe in about an hour and 10 minutes or so we should be able to be out. Hopefully it won't be raining, and you can go back to campus for some pictures and the like. So I offer you this collection. If there are any questions, it won't be on the exam, I can assure you of that. Now, everything should be just fine. We were a large number this morning, completely filling the auditorium with the law faculty, as it was their turn for all of this. I think that's most of what I had to say. I hope to see, this is the warm-up act. You have to have a certain amount of material. They sat down so fast with our excellent help that it took maybe only 3 minutes instead of the usual length of time that is normal for this particular kind of procedure. The honorary degree will be offered, and there will be a speech, probably not very long, and I think we're just about ready to go. The piper is here, so I would offer that. Bring up the pipes, we're ready to go, and I would, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, I would ask you to stand, please, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, your families and friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2012 convocation ceremony of students graduating from the Schulich School of Music. As the 18th Chancellor in the 190th year history of McGill, I embrace the tradition of opening these proceedings with a very brief address. Some of my predecessors have referred to this introduction as a word of advice. I prefer a less lofty description and refer to this as simply something to think about. Before arriving at today's convocation, all of you have given considerable thought as to your future vocation. Some among you have yet to firm up your career aspirations and may be planning to continue studying, undertake volunteer community service, temporary work, or travel. But whatever it is you choose to do, there's an important parallel activity that you should consider. It is one that I believe could enhance your career, or for those of you who are still undecided about your future, help you make the right choices. I raise this idea with you based upon my own vocational trajectory. It has to do with seeking a mentor who could inspire and hopefully guide you. Note that when I use the term mentor, I do not mean internationally recognized figures such as Nobel Prize-winning scientists, world-class architects, great musicians, or inspirational political figures. Rather, I'm referring to those individuals whom we come across in our everyday lives and who have the capacity to help us see ourselves and our environment from a different perspective than our own habitual one. Sometimes we come across such individuals accidentally. Other times we choose to seek them out. Just by way of examples, this individual could be a former high school teacher, a university professor, a sports coach, a friend of the family, or a parent of a close friend. In my own case, having a mentor has had a major impact on my quality of life. Instinctively, you may believe that approaching someone to become your mentor might be considered as an assault on their privacy. My experience, and those of others who have been fortunate to have mentors, is just the opposite. The right people are flattered, even honored, just to be asked. J'ai fait des études de commerce et j'ai obtenu mon baccalauréat en commerce à McGill, puis ma maîtrise en administration des affaires à Harvard. J'ai travaillé 35 ans pour une grande entreprise très diversifiée. Comme mes intérêts portaient essentiellement sur le commerce de détail et l'immobilier, sans aucun rapport avec la médecine, il va sans dire que les scientifiques et la recherche médicale m'étaient aussi étrangères que les astronautes et les voyages dans l'espace. Pourtant, très tôt dans ma carrière, alors que j'étais encore dans la trentaine, j'ai fait la connaissance de plusieurs chercheurs en médecine. L'un d'entre eux est ensuite devenu mon mentor. Et cette collaboration et cette amitié m'ont amené à faire du bénévolat dans le domaine médical et en particulier à agir en faveur de la recherche médicale. My business life came to an abrupt halt much sooner than I'd either hoped for or anticipated. However, by then I had become so well acquainted and involved in health research, health care delivery, and health information technology, almost all as a serious hobby, that I was able to move easily into what became, and still is, the most rewarding and interesting part of my life. As I suggested earlier, this is something to think about. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame Bloom.
Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, Governor Sally McDougall, Governors, Senators, our distinguished honoree, Mr. Max Van Egmond, our Special Teaching Award winners, Mr. Robert Eric Gaskell, Professor Stéphane Lévesque, and Professor Jonathan Wild, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and most of all, graduating class, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you all here to the Center for a wonderful spring convocation. Graduates, today is a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will look back on and remember always. We know you have worked very hard as McGill students, without question, but as tough as it may be, from time to time, to be a McGill student, it can sometimes be even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to your friends and families for helping you to get here to this point today. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifices you have made to arrive at your graduation, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter in your lives. While here at McGill, we hope that you have made lasting friendships, and we know you've sought knowledge and practiced and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You've experienced an environment where the exchange of ideas, and often importantly provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms, and where we also welcome the responsibilities that accompany these great freedoms. The world too has changed since your first days here. We live in a globally oriented and complex place. Votre passage à l'Université McGill et à Montréal vous a ouvert aux deux communautés culturelles et linguistiques des peuples fondateurs du Canada. Il vous a aussi permis de toucher à la richesse et à la complexité des enjeux qui caractérisent le monde qui s'ouvre aujourd'hui devant vous. Many of you will be thinking about where life will take you next and the choices that you will make. You arrived as students of McGill University this afternoon, and you will leave as alumni of your alma mater, the newest members of a McGill family of more than 220,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our governor, and in a few moments, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Mr. Max Van Egmond. Today, graduating students, you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Federation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. For nearly two centuries now, this university has made its impact felt in every field of human endeavor, music to management, law to engineering, nutrition and agriculture, the physical and medical sciences, the professions, the arts, and the social sciences. And as we celebrate you, class of 2012, we also celebrate our Schulich School of Music. Music teaching at McGill began early in our history with the first program offered in 1884. In 1904, the university celebrated the inauguration of the Music Conservatorium of Music, the McGill Conservatorium of Music, and the introduction of the degrees of Bachelor in Music and Doctor in Music, as well as the Licentiate Diploma. Today, our Schulich School of Music enjoys a richly deserved reputation for excellence as one of the preeminent faculties of music anywhere, a world-class hub of collaborative and innovative music training, performance, and research housed in state-of-the-art facilities. Under the superb leadership of Dean Sean Ferguson and an outstanding group of colleagues and students, the Schulich School is realizing great progress in virtually every area of endeavor. Major curricular and extracurricular reforms have enhanced the education of our gifted musicians and researchers. Colleagues at the school continue to attract high levels of research funding, and members of the Schulich School lead in their fields through outstanding interdisciplinary research in areas ranging from the science and technology of music to the digital humanities, from early music to contemporary music. And today, as we reflect on McGill's past, we also commit ourselves to its future. Graduates, as we join today in celebrating you and your achievements, I also leave you with a challenge. Take up the mantle of leadership, along with our good fortune of living and studying in a peaceful democracy and prosperous civil society, comes a special responsibility to act for what you believe in on behalf of yourself and society. When you act, show a commitment and concern for others as well as for yourself. Over a lifetime of research, Pulitzer Prize-winning Harvard entomologist Edward Wilson discovered that goodness is an adaptive trait. Groups that work together and support each other outcompete and outlive their selfish counterparts. Trust your intuition. The late Steve Jobs, who knew a thing or two about intuition, put it best in his 2005 commencement speech when he said, "Much of what I stumbled into by following my curiosity and intuition turned out to be priceless later on. This approach never let me down." And finally, foster and value your integrity. Whatever else may confront you in life, whatever bad luck or disappointments may befall you, as happens to each of us from time to time, your personal integrity can never be taken from you. Graduating class of 2012, as you leave our convocation ceremony later this afternoon, know that as graduates you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well, make us proud, and above all else, stay in touch with us. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Above all else, may your education, your alma mater, and your relationships with each other continue to nurture you. And now for today, this is your special day. Savor every moment of this ceremony. Felicitacion.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now invite Ms. Catherine Larson to introduce the first of three winners of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teaching Awards. Ms. Larson.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is important to recognize students that go above and beyond simply completing their own work and research and take on a teaching role within our university. The Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teaching Assistant or Graduate Instructor Award recognizes an individual who has excelled at his or her job and who has had a positive impact on the students that he or she teaches. This year's recipient has worked hard to share his passion for sound recording with his students and has encouraged many of them to find their own passion in their studies. I extend a warm congratulations to Robert Eric Gaskell, the 2012 recipient of this award.
I now invite Professor Sarah Lehman to introduce the second Teaching Award winner.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it gives me great pleasure to present the Schulich School of Music Teaching Award in the part-time category to Stefan Levesque. The strength of the bassoon class is a tribute to Stefan's dedication, energy, and resourcefulness in encouraging and challenging our students on their paths to becoming professional musicians. His colleagues speak of Stefan's imagination, vision, and just plain hard work. His students speak of his inspirational leadership, his belief in their potential, and his strength in helping expose and refine their individual voices to learn to trust in and be themselves. His work organizing annual bassoon days, this year marking the 10th year, has helped create an international networking community allowing for close contact with players of great renown. We applaud him for his ongoing efforts and look forward to many more years of successful mentorship. Congratulations.
I invite Professor Julie Cumming to introduce the third Teaching Award winner.
Madam Vice Chancellor and guests and students and colleagues, I'm very proud to announce the award of the Outstanding Teaching Award in the full-time category to Professor Jonathan Wild. Now, John Wild teaches all kinds of students at every level. He's taught first-year counterpoint to 150 students, advanced undergraduate music theory classes, and graduate seminars, as well as teaching composition to individual students. John teaches exceptionally difficult material. He teaches Renaissance counterpoint to first-year students, mathematical models for music, and analysis of 20th century music. But as one colleague said, he can make these topics interesting and engaging by racing ahead, trying out a new metaphor, a new angle to explain thorny abstract concepts. His students sing his praises. John showed that music theory could be creative, interesting, and fun, said one student, and another said that he has a second-to-none ability to elucidate challenging concepts. He's not just clear, however. He makes students feel great about their own ideas and their own work. Another student said, John is exceptionally intelligent, yet his kind, affable, and enthusiastic nature ensures that everyone always feels empowered and intelligent around him. To John, there is no stupid question. I love that, no stupid question. Another said that he has taught me to be curious and to push myself beyond the expected limits, but also to be critical and to question the information I was getting. This is what distinguishes him, his passion for the subject he is teaching and his commitment to pass it on to others. A colleague calls him the cleverest person we have here, the most versatile and agile thinker. John is also exceptionally supportive of his students. Many students tell stories of how John helped them deal with the fallout of crashed hard drives or personal problems, providing support that allowed them to finish the degree or to get into a top graduate school. I value him as a colleague for his generosity, his brilliance, and his unfailing good humor. We are indeed fortunate to have him at McGill and proud to offer him this teaching award.
I now invite Dean Sean Ferguson to present Mr. Max von Egmont, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Ferguson.
Mr. Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present Mr. Max van Egmond, artist, pedagogue, early music pioneer. Born in Java in the then Dutch East Indies, Mr. van Egmond has led a long and distinguished career as a bass baritone. While still in his teens, he became a member of the famous choir of the Dutch Bach Society. In 1959, he was a winner of the Sertogenbos vocal competition, launching his international career. Max van Egmond is renowned as an interpreter of Bach's cantatas, masses, and passions, and has participated in complete recordings and performances of these masterpieces with Gustav Leonhardt, Nicholas Harnoncourt, and Anton van der Horst, among others. He is also highly regarded as a performer of the Lieder of Schubert and Schumann, as well as the Chanson of Gabriel Fauré. Max van Egmond has received numerous awards and honors and was named a Knight of the Order of the Dutch Lion by Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. His career has taken him throughout Europe, Asia, Israel, Australia, New Zealand, South America, the U.S., and Canada. He has maintained a long association with Montreal and McGill, beginning with his appearance during Expo 67 as a soloist in Beethoven's Ninth Symphony under Zubin Mehta. He subsequently launched a solo recital tour for Jeunesse Musicale and appeared in productions in Montreal and Ottawa. He has performed for the Ladies' Morning Musical Club and with Montreal's Ensemble Arion, recording Les Quatre Saisons by Boismortier with this group in 1997. Over the years, Max van Egmond has also given master classes at McGill and has taught many former McGill students at the Oberlin Summer Baroque Performance Institute and at the American Bach Soloists Workshop in California. It is especially appropriate that we recognize Mr. van Egmond during this, the Schulich Year of Early Music, since he's one of the fathers of the early music movement and has been an influential proponent of historically informed performance practice. For all of these reasons, Mr. Chancellor, it is with enormous pride that I present to you Mr. Max van Egmond, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Music, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Max van Egmond, our most recent graduate, to say a few words. Dr. van Egmond.
Chers amis de la musique, ladies and gentlemen, I'm honored to be invited to speak to you here today. My special gratitude goes to Chancellor Sternberg, Vice Chancellor and Principal Professor Monroe Bloom, Provost Professor Dr. Massey, and Dean Professor Ferguson. For decades, I have appreciated personal and musical contacts with Professors John Grew and Hank Knox, the latter also within the context of early music ensembles. Et parmi ces ensembles se trouvent plusieurs d'origine francophone, avec lesquels, en plus de bons concerts, j'ai pu améliorer mon pauvre français, et ça, plus qu'en France, où, à l'époque, on trouvait moins d'ensembles baroques qu'ici. But, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to principally address my future colleagues, the students here, who are on the threshold of their careers, if I would ask you, how does one become a good musician, you would probably answer, under the wings of this famous university. And that is very true. However, deep inside, you will know that the most basic requirement was not provided by you or your teachers. Obviously, the musical talent you were born with was your main requirement. And in the case of us singers, a well-sounding instrument built in free of charge. Why is it that exactly here, in this special part of the new world, I'm receiving this honor? After all, I have been lucky to perform in most parts of the world. But indeed, the ties with Canada are many and they are strong, not only for me, but for my country as a whole. No Dutchman who has lived through the Second World War will ever forget that the liberation from the Nazis of our small country was mainly fulfilled by the Canadian Army. Monuments and military cemeteries in Holland remind us of the heroism of Canadians within the Allied forces. Moreover, our future Queen, Juliana, found refuge in Ottawa during the Second World War, and our Princess Margriet was born here. And as a token of our gratitude, the Dutch government installed an organ in the National Arts Center in Ottawa, built by the renowned Dutch organ builder Flentrop from Zaandam. As appreciative as we musicians are with this gift, a more generally accessible token of appreciation in the form of 1 million tulip bulbs goes to the parks of the Canadian capital every year to this present day. To tell you the truth, that gives me a better feeling than that less agreeable agricultural leftover from Holland called the Dutch elm disease, about which I learned at school. Luckily, that seems to be ancient history. Mais certains de mes liens avec le Canada sont d'une autre nature, plus personnelle. Mon premier voyage, comme l'a dit Professeur Ferguson, vers l'Amérique du Nord était en 1967, quand j'ai chanté dans le cadre de l'Expo de Montréal. La deuxième visite était pour une tournée de récital avec les jeunesses musicales dans de nombreuses villes et villages au Québec et dans d'autres provinces. Et, en plus d'avoir développé de nombreuses amitiés avec des musiciens, j'ai aussi trouvé, ici à Montréal, mon partenaire de vie. However, all this is nostalgia from an old man. Let me get back to you, young virtuosi, performers of the near future. You may want to know about my first attempts, about those who taught and inspired me. There were, of course, many of those, but the foundation of my career was laid by those two Baroque pioneers, Gustav Leonhardt from Amsterdam and Nicolas Harnoncourt from Vienna, also already mentioned by Dean Ferguson. It was in the late 60s of last century that these two masters were about to depart on the gigantic project to record all the vocal works by Bach. Then Telefunken, now Sony Classical, brought forward my name for the baritone solos. And for this, I owe eternal gratitude to Herr Wolf Erichsson from Hamburg, who was then the artistic manager for the record series Das Alte Werk. At that time, however, the conservatories did not yet have an early music department, let alone one as flourishing as yours, led by Professor Hank Knox. Nor was I specifically prepared for Bach and contemporaries, but Harnoncourt and Leonhardt had faith in me and I tried to learn from them. That, however, went differently from what you might think. In fact, they taught me nothing. That is, not directly. After all, they were no singers, and consequently hesitant to give me directions. So what did I do? I observed their numerous rehearsals with their ensembles, Concentus Musicus and the Leonhardt Consort. I absorbed the instrumental vocabulary that they were using, and bit by bit, I translated those in vocal concepts for myself, concepts that I could later carry on to the younger generations of singers. Through those intensive pedagogical proceedings, I kept in touch with young, responsible musicians of constantly renewing generations. In fact, it kept me young at heart. And it made me optimistic about the future of music, a promising future that you represent. Ladies and gentlemen, with all my heart, merci infiniment.
You know, we all play these silly games. If you were marooned on an island, what book would you take, or what music would you take? What composer, if you could only choose one? For me, it's always been hands down Bach. So the opportunity to meet the famous Max von Egmont has been truly, truly an honor, and I really want to thank you for allowing us to honor you, and in doing so, you honor us. Thank you. I call upon the Provost, Professor Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost.
Mr. Chancellor, I am pleased and it is a privilege to invite students graduating this afternoon from programs of study in the Schulich School of Music to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by Chancellor Steinberg, Principal Monroe Bloom, or Governor McDougall. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they should pause briefly to be symbolically capped. This signals ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who already have earned a degree will keep the mortarboard on, and they will be congratulated, again at center stage, by a tap on the shoulder. All students and most parents will be happy to know that capping and tapping are usually done lightly. The parchment or the degree itself is given to each student as he or she leaves the stage by a dean or delegate. As per McGill's custom and tradition, we begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduates. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Julie Cumming to introduce the graduates. Professor Martin Kreisworth, Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to all graduate students, and Professor Sean Ferguson, Dean of the Schulich School of Music, will distribute diplomas to all other students. Class of 2012, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Music, and I don't have her card. Sorry. Zi Jin. John Ashley, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, John Ashley Burgoyne. Remy Yuhan Tu. Michael James Ethan. Michel Benoit Valliere. For the degree of Master of Arts, Graham Edward Boys. Guillaume Daniel Laroche. For the degree of Master of Music, Matthew Menno Baltrucci. Kate Elizabeth Bevan Baker. Simon Bourget. Émilie Brûlé. Poirig Egnak Butner Schneerer. Yu Qian Rachel Choi. Richard Andrew Coburn. Marie Sonia Cotineau. Terence Scanlon Deutsch. Luke I. Fraser. Benjamin Philip Enriquez. Rebecca Henry. Yeah. Jun Wook Hong. Lauren Julius. Elena Vladimirovna Motivilova. Frank Adrian Mucha. Christine Leanne Peters. Catherine Peterson. Diego Ivan Quiroz Orozco. Jessica Ida Scarlato. Mohamed Tuizrar. Lucas David Ullman. Jonathan Brome. Eli Alexander Weinberger. For the degree of Bachelor of Music, Stephen Thomas Baker. Gwyneth Elizabeth Bergman, with distinction. Jean-Thomas Bouillon. Kyla Ann Shirley Campbell. Outstanding achievement in jazz voice. Marie-Claude Codzi, Dean's Honor List. Peter Francesco Colantonio. Caitlin Rose Coleman, Distinction and Outstanding Achievement in Bassoon. James Garrett Colwell. Jeffrey Allen Conker, Honors in Performance Piano. Jeffrey Fergus Cronin. Samuel Saporin Davis, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Saxophone. Michele De Masi, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Bass and Dean's Honor List. Nikolai Marek Debowski. Lara Christine Deutsch, Outstanding Achievement in Flute, Salzinger Tenny Gold Medal in Music, Performance, and Dean's Honor List. Teodora Dimova. Rebecca Dowd. Michael Bradley Engel. Emily Josephine Field. Sarah Frank, Outstanding Achievement in Violin. Daniel Weston Garman, Outstanding Achievement in Piano. Marshall Clayton Whale Gaiman, Distinction. Andrew Michael George, Distinction and Outstanding Achievement in Clarinet. Alana Naomi Goldscheidt. Yeah. Conrad Harry Good. Kyle Blake Guilfoyle. Gavin Hartney, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Sarah Elizabeth Highland, outstanding achievement in bassoon. Amy Joanne Hillis, McGill Alumni Society Prize, outstanding achievement in violin and Dean's Honor List. Michelle Hu-Ling Ho. Philippa Ann Jarvis, outstanding achievement in violin. Helen Trovillo Kashap. Alice Nayun Kim. Kolya Alexander Kowalchuk, distinction, outstanding achievement in music education, and also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Zachary Matthew Krastel. Dominique Lafortune, outstanding achievement in music composition and Dean's Honor List. Micah Langer, outstanding achievement in saxophone. Benedict Clara Rose Lozier, outstanding achievement in violin. Michael David Lett, distinction and outstanding achievement in jazz saxophone. Hubert Léveillé-Gauvin, outstanding achievement in music theory. Alexander Robert McDonald. Matthew Stephen McEachern, distinction. Charna Mayuko Matsushige. Vanessa Elaine Moncrief. Joanne O'Brien. Caitlin Eve O'Brien. Cindy Paré, outstanding achievement in music education and also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Etienne Pemberton-Renault. An Tram Phung. Mathieu Edouard Jean Poirier, distinction and outstanding achievement in piano. Stephen Andrew Spencer. Pascal Spinney, distinction and outstanding achievement in voice. Audrey Jean Sproul, Dean's Honor List. Evan Peter Hodgson Stewart. Sarah Caitlin Stone. Seung Won Suk, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Tan. Aliza Vea Thibodeau. Kit Von Sudden. Gregory Allen Weber, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. William Joseph Weinstein. Sinead Eleanor Marion White. Christopher Whitley, Distinction and Outstanding Achievement in Violin. Winnie Whitson, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Kenny Chung Hin Wong, Outstanding Achievement in Violin. So Young Yang.
Thank you, Professor Cumming. Would the graduating class please rise? À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Would everyone please rise? I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Du que nous venions et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Stephen. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Everyone. Now some music.